We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Man, do we have a lot to talk about today. The KECO Ag text line is open, 580-225-9697. You can listen to us on the radio. You can listen to us on Facebook. You can listen to it on KECOFM.com. So if you can't pick it up on the radio, you can get it on the website. If you got Signal or Facebook, same thing, Signal. Penny News is out today. Brand new copy delivered by the boss yesterday. Got it out, and the stores are full of the new Penny News. All kinds of stuff going on in there. Got a text from a buddy yesterday over at Weatherford, sent me a picture of the Penny News open with my face and Reba, one of my favorite cows ever, in there. He must not be a very good buddy because it's been going on for about a year now, so he just now figured it out. So anyway, it's pretty funny. There's a lot going on today. Sayre and Delhi, along with the Roger Mills task force, fire department task force, they headed back up to Moreland this morning, and we wish them safe travels and be safe up there. So keep them in your prayers. The fire, the last I heard, was over 20,000 acres, 11 to 12 miles long, 2 miles wide at the widest. That don't sound like much, but go look at a fire that's 2 miles long, wide, and 12 miles long. See what you think. It's a big fire. The Oklahoma National Guard's there. They did get some planes in from Abilene, Texas yesterday to put fire retardant down, and that helped out a bunch, but it's still a big fire. And hopefully, I see there's a front building out in the Panhandle of Texas and the Panhandle of Oklahoma. Kind of looks like it's heading that way. Maybe it'll develop into a good storm and dump some much needed moisture there and elsewhere in Oklahoma and Texas where we need some rain. And I did find out one interesting thing. One plane load of fire retardant that they put down there, the red, pink stuff, whatever they put down on there, is $180,000 for one plane load. That's a lot of money, but man, there's a lot of lives being destroyed up there with the burning of all that pasture land up there. And it's big country. I call it big country up there north of Moreland and Woodward. It gets into some really big country and big canyons, and hard to get even the small brush trucks, fire departments trucks down in there. So anyway, wishing them well today, and I'm going to repeat it again. Please, if you got time and you want to make a donation, stop by your favorite fire department, no matter where it's at. Donate water, Gatorade, perishable food items like jerky, crackers, stuff like that, the stuff that won't go bad. And please, I don't know a couple of firemen that will chew down on a couple of cans of Spam or buy any sausages. But anyway, just stuff like that won't go bad. Eye drops, wet wipes, anything you think they could use, because, man, they've been battling it hard, and it's been going good. And, again, the donations that you guys made back during the Durham fire, the Berlin fire, and the Beaver fire, it was great. It got them caught up on their fuel bills and stuff. Guess what? They're going through another round again. We've had these fires south of Elk City at Triggers. We had this fire going on. All kinds of fires going on, and it's depleting their funds again. So please, besides items, if you want to just donate some money, please do so, and they would dearly appreciate it, because, and I say a lot of this on my ag show, is because probably 90% of the firemen are ag-related. Farmers, ranchers, feed stores, the whole nine yards, or they farm themselves even, please just help them out as much as you can, and it would be dearly appreciated. So onward to the grain markets. Let's see what's happening with our futures on grain markets. Corn in September is at 6:15. It's up. Everything's up today except for maybe soybean meal. December 6:18. March is 6:25. May of next year is 6:29. Soybeans for August 16:02. September $14.55. November's 14:39. Soybean meal. August is at $490.40 a short ton. September is $441.30. Soybean meal for October is $420 and a dime per ton. Soybean oil, August $65.30. And that's 65.30 cents. September $63.80. October $63.23. Hard red winter wheat. September $8.80, December $8.86, and then oats are at $4.47 per bushel for September. December $4.29, and down here cotton is at just a fraction away of being $1 a pound. It might get there today, and of course Delhi sugar. Man, he's old Bill Dance. He might be losing money. Sugar's down at 17 cents a pound. He might have cut back on the water on the irrigation there. Let's check out the cash grain prices in Texas and Oklahoma. Hard red winter wheat today is $8.21 a bushel. It's up 18. Corn is at 7.50. It's up 15. Milo's at 6.43. It's up 15. And soybeans is at 15.87. It's up 22. Well, let's check out what's going on in the world causing all these fluctuations in the prices. Soybean and corn futures rose in overnight, trading as hot, dry weather is expected in much of the United States Midwest region, which is the heart of the Corn Belt, next week, and wheat gained on uncertainty about what's going on with exports from Ukraine. I said it before, did everybody in the world really think Russia was going to let that fly? No, they were just talking, delaying stuff. Temperatures next week are expected to be as well above normal from South Dakota through Kansas and much of western Nebraska, far east into central Illinois. Precipitation, meanwhile, is expected to be below normal from August 2nd to the 6th, and it's almost exactly the same area that will see higher than normal temperatures. About 59% of the U.S. soybean crop was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday. That's down from 61% last week, according to the Department of Agriculture in its report this week. 61% of corn earned top ratings this week. That's down from 64%. For the next 5 days, however, a band of rain is expected in a long line stretching from southern Colorado, which is where it is a while ago when I seen it on the radar, east to the Atlanta seaboard, according to the NOAA data. Wheat futures rose overnight on uncertainty about whether grain will be shipping from Ukraine ports after agreement was reached last week. After they agreed it, if you guys remember, they bombed that one of the ports. I mean, it's war. It's not going to happen. So anyway, that deal was thrown into chaos when they bombed the port of city of Odessa, the port there, over the weekend. Since then, officials have said the ships will begin moving slow, but so far there has been no movement due to, guess what's in the ports? Mines. Yep. Anyway, I'm sure Russia's not going to come in there and clear it out. Shipments from Ukraine have been mostly halted since last February when Russia invaded the country. Before the attacks began, Ukraine was forecast to ship 24 million metric tons of wheat, making it the third largest exporter of the grain. The USDA now believes exports will only total around 10 million metric tons if it ever gets started. Soybean futures for November delivery rose 9¾ cents to $14.19¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal dropped $6.10 to $420 a short ton, while soybean Oil futures at 1.47 pennies to 66.66 pennies. There you go, a pound. Corn futures for December delivery jumped 13 cents to $6.16 a bushel. Wheat for September delivery rose 15 and a quarter cents to $8.05 a bushel. That's Chicago, while Kansas City futures added 13 and three quarters to $8.75.5 a bushel. Ethanol production falls again to the lowest level in almost a month. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, output fell to an average of 962,000 barrels a day from 973,000 barrels last week. And if you remember my report last week on ethanol, it was at a million the week before that. So it's steadily declining quite a bit. Gulf Coast production dropped to an average of 23,000 barrels today from 26,000 last week. East Coast production was unchanged, 12,000 barrels a day, and Rocky Mountain output was at a steady 15,000 barrels a day. Thunderstorms possible, central Missouri and Illinois, and we have a further west in parts of Colorado and New Mexico, flood warnings are in effect as excessive rain continues to fall. I was looking at the radar last night and they was getting it, and I was hoping it'd move over here. So hopefully that front is moving our direction so we can get some. Depends on who you, what weather channel you look at or watch or what website you follow. Southern Oklahoma doesn't look too great. Through here where we're at, Elk City and Hobart and Greer County, looks like Greer County northward towards maybe Woodward County, they're expecting a half inch to 1 inch, and further north of that they're expecting 2 to 3 inches, which I'm sure Moreland will take whatever you can get them to get them there. I also did a couple of guys told me this morning that Channel 9 this morning on their news was talking about the Moreland fire and what the issue was with the helicopters or getting air support, period. I'm not sure I'm digging into it. You guys know I don't want to badmouth anybody right now because I don't know the source of the problem. Everybody's blaming the governor or his emergency management team up there, but we don't know the whole story, and I'm trying to find out, because it could have been issues. Maybe they had the engine out of the helicopter the last 2 days, who knows, and repairing it. So we'll find out, and then I'll report it. So don't be passing fake news if you don't know what it is, but I am upset again. There's no reason for not having air support when it comes to big fires. I'm giving away some tickets today. I got a couple tickets to give away to John Michael Montgomery coming up August, I think it's not this weekend. I thought I had it memorized. Six, yeah. It's coming up a week from this coming Saturday at Sugar Creek Casino. And I'm also going to give away a couple of wristbands, maybe two sets of wristbands for adults to go to the Elk City Motor Sports Park this weekend. It'd be rad. And we'll keep listening. No, you don't know what kind of questions I'm going to ask today, so you can win tickets. We'll be right back after this. Is Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Farmers Trust Farm Bureau agent Mickey Lively, because he's a farmer himself.
I think they trust me because I can relate to them to begin with. I mean, I farm, I run cattle, I understand their business, I understand what needs to be protected, how it needs to be protected, I understand how important, I mean, that's their life, that's their livelihood, and I understand they need, they need insurance on that tractor, they need to make sure that those cattle are insured if a storm comes through, because if it damages that stuff, they just lost their business. I get that. I understand it. I live the same life. I enjoy it, and I understand what they do. to me, that's something of a little bit of comfort level. People know they can call me anytime, and they can. I mean, I really mean that.
I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
We strive in our cow herd for high efficiency cattle. We want lots of gain with low input. That's what we strive for. We want our customers to be able to wean the biggest calf without putting much money into that. We try to prove that through our commercial herd, and then if they prove themselves there, then we make them registered and we chase those bloodlines. Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Currently it is, it looks like it's warmer than that outside. Maybe it's not. 93 degrees, heat index is, nope, just changed. 94 degrees, heat index is same, 94. Humidity is 34. The winds are out of the north-northeast today at 18 miles an hour with gusts up to 23. And according to the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet here in our studio, it's 90 degrees with 44% humidity right here in Elk City. Let's check out some temperatures from around the listening area because it varies a lot today. The hot spot right now is Altus at 98. They win pretty regularly. And Mangum's at 97. Hollis is at 96. And then you get to Cheyenne, they're at 86. And you get all the way up there around Boise City, and they're 71. That's the difference between Altus and Boise City, 20-something degrees. And it is 87 at Shamrock, and it looks like it's around 86 at Canadian, Texas. Well, let's check out what's going on with the cattle market today. Let's try the lives first, or the futures. And we got live cattle for August, 136.32. October, 141.90. December, 147.90. February live cattle, 152.10. Feeder cattle for August is at 177.50. All the cattle deals are down today. And feeder cattle for September is 180.30. Lean hogs for August, 119.80. That's actually the only thing on the live in the animal market that's up today. October is 96.50 and December is 87.05. So here's some results from the Hobart Stockyards yesterday. And man, the bulls and the slaughter bulls and cows are taking a hit. We all knew that was coming also, because I come in my travels to work today, seen lots of cattle headed somewhere. I'm not going to say it was headed to the stockyards here at Elk City, but they was headed somewhere. Steers yesterday, average weight was 143, highs were 192. 500 to 600s were 185 on the highs, average was 170. 700 to 800 pounders, 159, which is pretty good. 800 to 900 pounders, highs was 158. And then on the heifers, we had some in the 3 to 4 range, bringing up to 189. 4 to 5 range, bringing up to 162. And 5 to 6 is bringing 164. Now, here we get into some slaughter cattle. Highs were 76 yesterday. Average was 66 or 80, so about 67 was the average. On the bulls, anywhere from 83 to 104, but 94 was basically the average. And then they had some, probably some bred cows was bringing about 975. Anyway, there is your stock market report from yesterday. I'll have your feeder calf report at the sale from Woodward have for you in the morning. Tomorrow, Elk City Livestock auction's happening. Call Brandon Hickey for your buying and selling needs. And then Saturday is the Hollis Livestock Auction down at Hollis, Oklahoma, right there in the heart of Harmon County. And then Wednesday, come Monday, Sunday they take off. Come Monday will be the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction going on. And with that going on, all right, let's see what else we got. Oh, give out a couple tickets to John Michael Montgomery. That's all you got to do to win these today. I'm going to give out a set. It's Saturday, August 6th at the Sugar Creek Casino, and everybody knows that John Michael Montgomery is one of those singing love song cowboys. He does a pretty good job of that. Anyway, he's really good. Two tickets. Text in to 580-225-9697. The first person to text in their name and a song sung by John Michael Montgomery, and he's got a bunch of them that hit the charts, I'm going to give you a free set of tickets away. How's that? Anyway, first, text your name. If you don't text your name in, you're not winning. First person, text your name in, and a song sung by John Michael Montgomery will win a set of tickets. How about that? Anyway, man, text line's already lit up. Oh, we got a winner. To Queen Hill, I guess. I hope I'm saying your first name right. Anyway, David Pruitt, you come in second. Sorry. Anyway, we got a winner already, and I'll write your name down on a set of tickets and put it up front. You can pick them up anytime after the show today, and we got plenty of tickets to give away for the rest of the week. Next segment, I'll give a couple of tickets away to the Elk City Motor Sports Park. They got a good one coming up this weekend, and I'll describe it right after this break. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 25th. 1,858 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 368 brought 204. 5 at 451 brought 165. 13 at 693 brought 175.50. 24 at 834 brought 164. 3 at 848 brought 159. 7 head of heifers at 384 brought 180. 5 at 500 brought 171.50. 20 at 618 brought 168.50. 4 at 635 brought 141. 9 at 829 brought 153.50. Butcher cows were 11 to 75. Butcher bulls brought 61 to 107. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 22nd. 2,073 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 330 brought 206. 4 at 466 brought 186. 16 at 517 brought 174. 10 at 562 brought 157. 5 at 922 brought 147. 3 head of heifers at 247 brought 184. 7 at 408 brought 158. 9 at 541 brought 153.50. 14 at 654 brought 147. 4 at 911 brought 128.50. Butcher cows were 15 to 86.50. Butcher Future bulls brought 55 to 108. Bred cows were 650 to 1225. Pairs brought 850 to 1785. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
94 degrees and climbing slightly. I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up for you here pretty quick. So I got a question for you farmers and ranchers out there. The Mega Millions is over $1 billion. If you were to win that $1 billion plus, what would you do? Would you sell your land? Would you just quit farming and move somewhere or just stay right here at home? Or would you just upgrade your tractors? Which is it? Text me in at 580-225-9697. I want to know, would you give it all up or just give it to your kids and say adios? Or would you sell all the cows, tell your kids tough luck? Or would you pay everything off, upgrade your tractors, put in your pivot, drill you some water wells? What would you do? Let me know. KECO text line, 580-225-9697. Because I've heard all kinds of things this morning. Would you take lump sum? Would you have it paid out for the rest of your life? What you going to do? Anyway, coming up this Saturday, KECO presents the Elk City Motor Sports Park. Sooner Limited Modified Series invades Elk City to do the battle with our local and regional USRA Limited Modified, or as we know them, mods, this Saturday. Gates will open at 5 o'clock. The racing starts at 7. Other classes will be racing will be the USRA factory stocks and tuners. Come on out and get sideways with us on a fast pace, replaced with a better verb. Semi bank 3/8 of a mile dirt track. Adult admissions are 16, ages from 16 to 64, $12. Youth 8 to 15, senior 65 and over, active duty military and first responders, $8. Children under 8 years of age are free. Concessions and or food trucks will be available. They are out here west of town on 5612 West 20th Street, Elk City, Oklahoma. For more information, just go to their Facebook page at ElkCityMotorsportsPark.com. First person to text us in on the text line, 580-225-9697, and says, I love Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and with your name, I'll give you a free set of wristbands, adult wristbands, to go. Anyway, there you go. That's coming up. We got all kinds of things happening in the ag world, and man, I'm telling you what, the text line is lighting up with all kinds of answers. I got all kinds of stuff coming in. Well, anyway, I wanted to talk about the burn ban going on in Oklahoma right now, and then I got the one for Texas. Looks like except for Cimarron County up there in the Panhandle, Texas beaver are in a burn ban. Woods, Harper, Ellis, Roger Mills, Beckham, Custer, and Ouachita and Caddo County are not in a burn ban. Woodward, Major, Alfalfa, Dewey, Blaine, Kingfisher, Greer, Kiowa, Jackson, Tillman, and Harmon counties are in a burn ban. Again, in our most closest listening area on the Oklahoma side of the state line, Woodward, Dewey, Major, Blaine, Greer, Kiowa, Harmon, Jackson, Tillman, and Comanche, even Cotton County, them counties are in a burn ban. On the Texas side, Lipscomb, Hemp Hill, Gray, and Collinsworth are not in a burn ban, but Wheeler, Roberts, and Donnelly are in a burn ban. That's probably in the most part of our listening area there that I can think of. If I can get this map. They got these maps where you just touch them and they either go in or out. But anyway, let's see here. There's one more down there south. Childress County is in a burn ban. So anyway, you guys be careful out there. There's just check your chains, do all that good stuff for that. All right. Also, USDA has got drought assistance. This is for Texas. You Okies, just plug your ears and don't burn the FSA offices' phones off. This is for the Texas ranchers. The USDA's Farm Service Agency reminds drought-impacted ranchers that they may be eligible for financial assistance through the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, which is called the ELAP, to cover above normal expenses for hauling water or feed to livestock or hauling livestock to forage or grazing acres. Severe and widespread drought conditions are having a catastrophic impact on crops, grazing acres, livestock, and agriculture operations statewide, according to Kelly Atkins, State Executive Director for the FSA in Texas. Livestock producers should check in with FSA, which that's what they all need to do, to request available ELAP assistance to help offset the above normal economic impacts of providing water, feed, and forage to carry livestock through extremely harsh weather conditions. For eligible producers in qualifying counties, ELAP provides financial assistance for these four things: the transportation of water to livestock, the above normal cost of mileage for transporting feed to livestock, additional feed purchases, and the above normal cost of transporting livestock to forage grazing acres, meaning if you got to move from your place and rent somewhere else over there. Anyway, this is where you guys need to keep good records. It's a pain, but you got to do it. Just find your buddy in the oil field and get a tally book and throw it in your truck and write your daily stuff down. It's not that hard. Spend less time on Facebook and write numbers down, and that'll help out a lot. Transporting water for ELAP water transportation assistance, ranchers must be transporting water to eligible livestock or eligible grazing land where adequate livestock water systems or facilities were in place before the drought, and where water transportation is not normally required. The ELAP covers costs associated with personal labor, equipment, hired labor, and contracted water transportation fees. Cost of water itself is not covered. The ELAP payment formula uses a national average price per gallon. Transporting feed and adequate feed purchase, ELAP provides financial assistance to livestock producers who incur above normal expenses for transporting feed to livestock during the drought. The payment formula excludes the first 25 miles or any mileage over 1,000 miles. The reimbursement rate is 60% of the cost above what would be normally occurred during this time period in a normal non-drought year. Transporting livestock. ELAP provides financial assistance, same thing, for hauling livestock to a new location for feed resources due to not enough feed. How's that? Lack of feed or grazing in drought impacted areas is when with transporting feed. The formula for this is for transporting those livestock excludes 25 miles, the first 25 miles, and then again, over 1,000 miles. It won't help you out over 1,000 miles. The reimbursement rate is 60%, just like the other day. Here we go. Here's where you guys need to take note. Last thing, reporting losses. For the calendar year 2022 forward, producers must submit a notice of loss to their local FSA office within 30 calendar days of when the loss is apparent. Producers should contact FSA as soon as the loss of water and feed resources are known. And this is for you guys on the Texas side. Oklahoma side, Brian was on here, Pritchard was on here from the Beckham County FSA, and he explained it pretty good last week. And if we have any more updates, I'll get one of the local FSA offices to come on and help you guys explain. So don't blow the phones up on the Oklahoma side saying Jimmy said this, Jimmy said that. That was for you Texas producers on the Texas side of the state line. So anyway, What else we got going on? Let's check the text line. Woo, we got a lot of them going on. This program is a what? Here we go. All right, Darlene Love, she gets the tickets to go to the races this Saturday. I'll put your name on this, and it'll be up in front office, and come by here and get it. So anyway, I'll get that going on. Again, yesterday, there's a bull missing, a Black Angus bull missing south of Carter. No, North Carter. Let me back up. Let's start all over. North Carter, 3 miles, and then 2 miles west off the 34 highway there. Somewhere in that general area out there, there is a black bull with the tag D1058, no brand, missing. And this gentleman would love to have it back, and his phone number is 821-0848. I'm sorry, I didn't have that part memorized. But anyway, he would love to have that bull back. He's partial to it. 225-580-821-0848. Bull missing. Black Angus, D1058-1058. He'd appreciate it. And then, if you guys got any hay for sale, I am getting lots of texts for hay for sale. Anybody got any hay for sale, please text it in to me, and I'll forward your number on to the persons that are looking for hay. Also, if we start getting some rain, people are going to start thinking by the middle, end of next month, and the first part of September about planting wheat. If you got any wheat seed for sale, you can text that in to me anytime you want. Or I'll give you my email address if you guys want to email anything to me. If it gets late in the show, it's easy. AgDirector@KECOFM.com or Jimmy@KECOFM.com. Or todayinag@kecofm.com. I got all kinds of email addresses if you want to do it. So congratulations to Darlene for the tickets. I'll get those to you as soon as I can. And when we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. And I'll tell you what's trending in the beef world also. And I have the cotton report out. I want to go over the cotton report as soon as I give the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot, one connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
With spring planting wrapping up and early summer harvest now underway, have peace of mind knowing you can depend on Western Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, to keep you in the field and running efficiently. With over 100 fully equipped service trucks, we will meet you wherever you are, whenever you need us, with zero unexpected fees or surcharges to worry about. Also, don't forget about our $99 inspections available when bringing in multiple machines. Call your local Western Equipment location today, and we'll have a truck headed your way.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
You know how many texts that I got about they just quit their job? We discussed that in the studio this morning. And, you know, I won't name any names, but one of them, because my boss, one of my bosses just walked in, so I don't want to name any names, but one of them said that they wouldn't quit, they'd stay working here, but it wouldn't be at the job that they're at. So, anyway, one person said that they would buy a ranch and own one, at least one, of every animal that was legal to have on their ranch. And one guy said he would buy more land and, or one, let me back up, one person, because I can't, unless I know the name, one person said that they would buy more land and more cattle. And in this one here, the last one that I'll read before I get onto the Hobart Farm and Garden, my text line is really slow today. There we go. I would stay here in good old Oklahoma, keep raising cattle and keep working and listen to my kids beg for money. Trying to teach them that money isn't everything. There you go. That's one way of looking at it. All right. Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast. Let's check it out here because I think it looks pretty good. 95 currently with a heat index at 96. Humidity's at 32. Winds at out of the east, northeast, kind of slowly switching here. 16 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 24. Today, 99 for a high, 40% chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, 71. FYI, tonight at Sayre, at the golf course, there'll be more farmers and ranchers and rednecks and hillbillies than you ever seen coming over there because it's a six-week carryover. And I hear rumors that the secret weapon is going to be there tonight. And his name, what is his name? Oh, yeah, Mark Boswell. He's going to be back in play tonight because he's been sick. So the secret weapon, that's his new nickname, the secret weapon will be there. Tomorrow, 56% chance of thunderstorms, 86 for a high. That looks great. Tomorrow night, 40% chance of thunderstorms. Saturday, 91 degrees, chance of thunderstorms. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, 72 degrees. And then guess what? Sunday, here comes the heat again, 98, and Monday, same thing, back to being hot again. And it looks like the wind is not going to be too shabby for the next 5 or 6 days, so enjoy what we got coming. All right, where are we at? The cotton report. I got to do the cotton report before I forget. That's on a different website. Here we go. Let me find it real quick. I got it up. I just want to give the information that I want to give out. And I missed it somewhere. Where'd it go? Bear with me, everybody. This is very small print. Maybe too small. Let me expand this and get it. Hang with me. Oh, there we go. Sales are weak in cotton. Shipments are steady. Next, net export sales for the week ended on July 14th was for 53,000 bales, and those are 480-pound bales. This brings a total of 21-22 sales to about 16.7 million bales. Total sales at the same point in 2021 marketing year was 17.5 million bales. So it looks like it's about, quite a bit, a little over a million bales shy of what it was last year, or in 2021. Total new crop for 2022-23 sales are 4.9 million bales of cotton. Shipments for the week were 346,200 bales, bringing total exports to date to 13.4 million bales compared with 15.6 million bales at the same point in 20, 2020-21 marketing year. You got to keep those marketing years straight or I'll confuse you because I'm confused. With less than 1 month remaining in the marketing year, weekly shipments must average 693,300 bales to reach the USDA projection of 14.8 million bales of cotton. So there you go. I got that out of the way. All right, peanuts. Anyway, the farm bill is pretty hot topic in the annual peanut meeting that they had here early last week or the week before. But like, we got a lot of peanut farmers around here, so, and I'm sure they get all this stuff from the Southeast AgNet, but I want to put it out there anyway. It's kind of interesting. A collection of Southeast peanut farmers and industry leaders at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference last weekend allowed for in-depth talks and discussions centered around topics pertinent to the industry's future. The farm bill was specially emphasized. Ken Barton, executive director of the Florida Peanut Producers Association, discussed the importance of growers attending these events and providing input into the industrial leaders. One topic of discussion that's pretty important to farmers right now is the upcoming farm bill. We're looking at programs, what may be coming down the pike that will assist us with the safety net or may adversely affect us. That's something that farmers need to be paying attention to and very close attention to, according to Barton. You don't want just the leadership making these decisions. We want input from every farmer out there. How is this program going to affect me and my farm? And the only way we know is events like this where we can get those farmers together and get some input and see what fits and what the best safety net method for me or on my particular farm. Then you compile all that data and produce the best thing that fits what the majority of the farmers want. Don Collier, executive director of the Georgia Peanut Commission, echoed his sentiments, Barton's that is. We actually have a survey that we're doing from Dr. Stanley Fletcher that we gave all the producers. We're trying to look at the cost. I've had farmers tell me their fuel prices are up 100% from last year, and I agree. I filled a 500-gallon tank up this morning, and it was twice what I paid last time. Their fertilizer prices are more than doubled. Equipment is up 25%. Repairs are up 25%. Their costs have gone up all over the place. The numbers we get from them and assembled by Dr. Fletcher are the same numbers that we'll use as we go into the farm bill to defend our continuing the program and maybe even make improvements to that program in Washington. So whenever you do, guys, do get a chance. Make sure, let your association, especially in the peanut or any deal, cotton, peanut, whatever it is, please let them know what's going on out here, because I'm pretty sure they already know, but we really need to make sure that they all know very well about it. All right, do you guys know how to win and how to really pick a cucumber? Knowing when is very important. It's a key deal. And this is for my farming or my gardening tip of the one of my days. I got another in tomorrow. Harvesting cucumber is not difficult, but actually I'm amazed at how many people that don't do it right. But timing is everything. Knowing when to harvest cucumbers and how to pick them correctly is vital for healthy vines and more fruit. So one thing you're going to learn out of this is listen to how this article tells you how to pick your cucumbers. So when to pick cucumbers? The best time to pick cucumbers can range among the different varieties. There's a lot of varieties of cucumbers out there. Generally, most are ready for harvest between 50 and 70 days after germination. And they will continue to produce all season if you do it right. It's always better to collect garden produce early in the morning and when it's cool. You can pick at any size, but very small ones can be very tough. While big ones that went too long are usually watery, seedy, and bitter. The right size can vary depending on the variety you planted, but there are a few general ranges that will be helpful. Picking cucumbers are the smallest and ready for harvest when they are between 2 to 6 inches, while slicing types are best for at longer lengths, between 6 and 9 inches. Burpless varieties are usually measured by diameter, picked when they are 1 to 1.5 inches thick for the best flavor. For round-shaped cucumbers, look for fist-sized fruits, no matter what the type. A cucumber is ready to harvest, will be firm, and have a deep, rich green color. Here we go. You guys, listen up. How to harvest a cucumber. Please don't go up there, grab your cucumber, twist the vine, and pull it. Just don't do that. It's not hard to carry a sharp knife or scissors, but now the one knows how to tell you when your cucumbers are ready to harvest. This is the best way to get them off the vine. There are two tools needed when ready to pick cucumbers: a basket and a sharp pair of precision snippers. It's tempting to reach and tug them off the vine, but when pulling or twisting, you can damage that vine or possibly the plant. So there you have it. It's really easy to take care of cucumbers, but you just need to know how to do it. And a lot of people I just see go up and do it. Cantaloupes, same thing. Cantaloupes, when that vine looks like it's starting to die, hooked up to the cantaloupe, you should be able to go up there. And the cantaloupe has a really deep orange color. It has an orange tint to it. Anything on the cantaloupe, just go up there and you should be able to pick it up, and the vine pulls right off of it. Unless you're selling them and you need to get them picked a little green, that's a different ball game. But anyway, tomorrow I'm going to have a deal on there about watering. It's important to know when to water your garden. And I know there's a lot of experts out there, but during this drought, it's very important to know when and when not to water, because drought affects plants. Even if you water them all night, it affects them during the day, and they'll be healthier if you listen up to what I got going on tomorrow on the... when to water your garden. It'll be fun. And anyway, let's check the weather one more time. I want to check the radar real quick, because there was some storms building up northwest of here. I don't know how fast they're moving. Anyway, come on, baby. Nah, they're still hanging up there and around the northern part of the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma Panhandle. There is one blowing up, and it might be right over Moreland. I'll be darned. It is. It's just right there. It's covering the name Moreland up, so it's just a little east and north of Moreland, and that's where the fire's going. Please, again, keep our firefighters from all over Texas and Oklahoma that are helping with that huge wildfire in the Moreland in the Woodward County area. Please keep them in your prayers and your thoughts. And like I said, you get a chance, donate to your local fire department to help with fuels and repairs. And if you don't have any money, they'll take some water and Gatorade. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. God bless.
It's on.